Mr. The trenches cut by the plow are the...
Please see.
The trenches cut by the plow.
Plow? A shovel.
Or the what?
You mean a plow?
Yeah, you call them the what?
Shovel. Just a straight shovel.
Well, you got your row, right?
Gotcha. And then shovel, you open the ground up. You make your open the ground up and everything with shovel.
Yeah.
Just a shovel made sort of like that.
Shovel makes a what?
It makes a plow.
Yeah. You mind if I turn the light on?
Yeah, you can turn.
Well, when you got your land opened up, did you use anything to break the ground up real fine?
Well, I'll tell you what, when we cleared ground, and the wood clear up a new ground.
You did that? Yeah.
That's all we did now on it. Timber door, we had to clear it up when they cut them, took that stuff down and burn it up. Then you see we had a cutting coat. We put on that on our plow. That's ahead of that shovel. That'll cut the roots. Go on now. Like now about there now, clean up ground. Biggest thing I usually do, I have done, say we've got cotton stalks in there, just going to knock the cotton stalks down, no. Then go and plow. I've had corn stalks and things, go down and cut them down and pick them up and pile them up and run them out of the way.
When you go into the field late in spring, do you have a lot of leftover? Do you ever raise hay?
No, sir. Never raised no hay.
You know about how they raise it, would you?
Oh, yes, it is. Solid, have some good ground, just get out there and sow your hay and let that hay cure up, you know. When you come down to cut it, you know, you can watch it. And come down to cut it, you can go down and just cut it.
How many times would you cut your hay?
Well, I'll tell you, that depends on the weather. So I mentioned you had a hay field, and you cut it over in August. We get good seed and boys and things, it'll come out and grow again. Maybe cut it again in September.
You'll get a
second cutting of it. Then rake it up, bait it up, whatever you want to do.
Would you ever have something that might come up like a vegetable or something like that? It might just come up. You didn't plant it, it came up, say. Yeah.
I'll tell you about that. The biggest thing I know about something in the plant, we used to have stuff here we call the sassafras. That stuff come up and poke the crazy out. It didn't cook. I usually come up anywhere out there, and you go up from the house and you pass the door beside it.
You'd say it came up?
It's come up out in the woods. There's some grows out there.
Yeah.
Sassafras.
Now?
And that's about the only wild vegetable like that I know that we ever could get without planting. But you want to, without planting something. Only kind of wild vegetable I can think of right now. The sassafras.
Yeah. Well, something like, You might not plant tomatoes one year, they just come up.
Well, I'll tell you about tomatoes. Sometimes they will, you know, you leave a lot of them done got ripe and then use them and they then perish. Sometimes